Hello, wonderful parent. I see you. Your child just said something about someone who looks different, and your heart skipped a beat. Maybe they pointed at someone in the grocery store or asked a question that made you want to disappear into the floor. And now you are wondering, did I do something wrong? Is my child going to grow up to be unkind? Let me tell you something that the magic book taught me, something that changed everything I understood about how children learn to see the world. Your child is not being rude. They are being exactly what they should be at this age, curious, observant, and honest. Between ages 5 and 6, children are in one of the most beautiful developmental windows for learning about diversity and differences. Their brains are like little scientists, noticing patterns, asking questions, trying to understand how the world works. Here is what research from child development experts tells us, and this is so important: children do not learn prejudice from noticing differences. They learn it from how we respond to those differences. Louise Derman-Sparks, a leading expert in anti-bias education, says it perfectly. Differences do not create bias. Children learn prejudice from prejudice, not from learning about human diversity. It is how people respond to differences that teaches bias and fear. So when your child notices that someone has different colored skin, or speaks a different language, or uses a wheelchair, or wears different clothing, that is not the problem. That is actually the perfect moment. That is your opportunity to teach them something wonderful. Instead of shushing them or changing the subject, you can say something like, "Yes, you are right, that person does have beautiful brown skin, just like your friend Maya." Or, "Yes, they are speaking Spanish, which is another wonderful language that many people speak." Or, "Yes, they use a wheelchair to help them move around, just like you use your legs." The key is responding with warmth and curiosity, not embarrassment or fear. When we treat differences as normal and interesting, children learn that differences are normal and interesting. When we respond with discomfort, children learn that differences are something to be uncomfortable about. Research shows that children this age benefit so much from concrete activities that highlight respect, kindness, and compassion. They need to see diversity reflected in their books, their toys, their stories. They need conversations that help them discover what they have in common with people who look different from them, while also celebrating what makes each person unique. Because here is the beautiful truth: we are all the same and we are all different. We all have families who love us. We all have feelings. We all need kindness. And we all have our own stories, our own cultures, our own ways of being in the world. Both things are true at the same time, and children can absolutely understand this. Now, I want to tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. It is called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it is about two friends, Theo and Miles, who discover something magical. They learn that everyone, and I mean everyone, has invisible struggles and invisible stories that we cannot see just by looking at them. They learn that some people might be dealing with things like autism, or divorce, or worries we cannot see. And they learn that the most important thing we can do is offer kindness without judgment. When Theo and Miles realize that small acts of kindness can help heal hearts, children watching or listening understand something profound: that everyone deserves compassion, regardless of the differences we can or cannot see. That being curious and kind is always better than making assumptions. After you share this story with your child, you can have such beautiful conversations. You can talk about how everyone has their own story, their own experiences, their own challenges. You can talk about how being kind and curious, instead of making quick judgments, helps us be good friends to all people. You can also create little moments throughout your day to celebrate diversity. Point out the beautiful variety of skin tones you see, like a rainbow of people. Read books with characters from different cultures. Try foods from different countries. Learn a few words in another language together. Make diversity normal, because it is normal. And when your child asks those big questions, "Why does that person look different or talk different or move different?" celebrate that question. Say, "What a wonderful thing to notice. Let me tell you about that." And then give them accurate, warm, age-appropriate information. Because here is what the research tells us, and what the magic book has shown me through thousands of stories: when children grow up seeing diversity as normal, when they grow up having warm conversations about differences, when they grow up with stories that show people from all backgrounds being kind and brave and wonderful, they develop something precious. They develop empathy. They develop cultural competence. They develop the ability to see the humanity in everyone. Your child noticing differences is not a problem to fix. It is a door opening. It is an invitation to teach them one of the most important lessons they will ever learn, that every person has value, every person has a story, and kindness is the language we all speak. You are doing beautifully, wonderful parent. Your awareness, your care, your desire to raise a kind and open-hearted child, that is exactly what they need. Keep having those conversations. Keep reading those stories. Keep modeling curiosity and compassion. The Magic Book and I are here with you every step of the way. You can find The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly and so many other stories that celebrate diversity and kindness in the Book of Inara app. With love and starlight, this is Inara, reminding you that you are raising a generation of children who will see the beauty in everyone. And that is the most magical thing of all.